Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got another great show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here at the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you're a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org, or you can give us a call at the office at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Renata Santarelli, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we have a couple of quick updates. Coming up on Wednesday, June 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we have another really interesting webinar scheduled with author Dr. Alan Botkin. And this presentation is based on his book called Induced After-Death Communication. Now, I happen to have this book. It's really a fantastic book. And Dr. Botkin has actually found a really amazing way to facilitate communication with people in the afterlife. And he does this through a rapid eye movement process called EMDR. So you're going to find the show really, really fascinating. Don't miss this webinar. You can sign up right from our website. And just one other reminder, our fifth annual Grief Transformation Retreat is scheduled for the weekend of July 22nd through the 24th, and we're back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. So we do hope that you'll join us for a very healing weekend of presentations, mediumship, and all of this is designed to open minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. So be sure to register at our website to secure your reservation. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show. Tonight is our Mediums and Messages show, and of course, if you've listened to the show before, you know that all of our mediums have been tested, and they've been certified through Forever Family. Tonight, once again, we're going to be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes, and we really look forward to taking your calls. So let me introduce our guest for tonight. Our guest medium is Renata Santarelli, and she is also a certified research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Renata is also a healer. She is a Reiki master and a matrix energetics practitioner. She's also a grief facilitator, and she's also been a radio host herself for many years. And we're so happy that she's joining us again tonight. Hi, Renata. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Doreen, and thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm so happy that you're back with us for another hour of Mediums and Messages. So before we get to our phone lines, we have a few minutes to chat, and I really wanted to ask you about something that I know is near and dear to your heart, and this is a program that you have developed called Straight to the Core. So tell us a little bit about what led you to do this first.
Okay, well, the Straight to the Core program is actually my own personal journey through healing, loss, and abuse.
Okay.
It's been a process that I've been was going through for many, many years. I had tried many various forms of therapy to bring healing into my life. not just from the loss of loved ones, but just from the different things I had gone through, from abuse of various levels, and including not having any self-worth or self-love.
Okay.
And I called it my blame game cycle for many years. I blamed myself for all of the events and experiences that I had experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And then also because my parents did not understand nor accept that I was intuitive, neither
mm-hmm.
did I.
Yeah.
It was not something they accepted and weren't going to accept. So unfortunately, I went through a lot of abuse and different things with that. And what I found in my life, and I was discovering when I began to try to understand the things that I saw and heard and people that talked to me that no one else could see or hear, my understanding was that that was wrong. It was totally
mm-hmm.
against the
Orthodox
religion. So it's actually a program that's very near and dear to my heart because I was able to heal my own life. And Straight to the Core is not a step program. It's a process program. And there's
mm-hmm.
12 processes that we go through.
Yeah, I love the way you describe this program also. I have to say, so many people can really relate to this.
Mm-hmm.
And I love so much that you're putting something together, because I know you have a book coming out soon also that will
mm-hmm.
be including this. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But I love so much that you're doing this, because so many people can relate to this. So many people have had similar experiences. And I've got to say, like when I heard you say the blame game cycle, you know,
uh-huh.
These are things that so many of us go through, and we think we're all alone going
Absolutely.
Through it.
Absolutely.
We don't realize there's so many other people that experience something very similar, you know, to
well,
that.
Exactly. And the letting go part is really, we have to learn or allow or give ourselves permission to learn to let go. So
yeah.
we really can move forward in life and start to heal our lives.
Right.
As human beings, we naturally accept what other people decide who or what we are, or
right.
the reasons they did to us, what they did do or didn't do, etc. We naturally accept that. So on the other spectrum, I'm going through that, and then I'm also trying to understand why. You know, this is back 30-something years ago where, you know, now mediumship is, it's
mm-hmm.
accepted.
Oh, yeah.
This was,
mm-hmm.
I was in the closet.
Right.
I had no one to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to understand that part as well. So I did a lot of soul searching. I did a lot of reaching out. And then I also found in the metaphysical world, people I was going to ask for help and guidance, you know, they talked about karma. They talked about past lives. Well, you did this, you did that. That's why this took place. That's why they did that.
Right.
It wasn't healing me. And here's the difference, you know, there's a lot out there that we are very spiritual beings having a human experience. Well, that's true. But we came here in the physical form with a very human heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the human heart is what separates us. And that includes the human emotions, the human senses of, you know, love and joy and bliss.
Right.
However,
so,
there's the other part
mm-hmm.
of loss,
yeah.
pain, physical
yeah.
or mental.
Yeah, and everyone goes through that. So, I mean, a lot of this is really about giving yourself permission to allow your heart to heal from all of these experiences that we have in our past. And we all have them, and especially
yes.
as children, because we don't know any better. You know, we're listening to, you know, whatever everyone else's historical conversation is, you know, and what they're teaching us. So it's really about giving ourselves permission to heal from any old wounds.
From any old wounds. From the blaming ourselves that
yep.
for losing a loved one, for what we could have, should have, would have done
right.
better. Or, is, you know, for instance, if someone passes from suicide and they're a loved one, I've had that many times in my life, you know, family,
mm-hmm.
I blamed myself. Plus, I'm a medium. How come I didn't know?
Right.
So as a medium, people don't understand that we are human too, and we go through these emotions just like everyone else. I sought out the traditional way to heal,
mm-hmm.
and I sought out the metaphysical way to heal. And this program, Straight to the Core, is really not Renata's program. It's my personal journey through healing and understanding,
mm-hmm.
but it's very spirit divinely guided.
Yeah, I love that.
As well
that.
As the upcoming book.
Yeah, I love that. So let's just mention your book really quickly, too. This is A Medium's Diary, Messages of Love, Forgiveness, Healing, and Peace. This is the name of the book?
Yes.
And this is coming out when? Later this year?
It will be available via my website middle of October.
Awesome. Oh, I can't wait for this. I really can. I can't wait for this because I'll tell you, I mean, I've read a little bit about what you're, you know, what you're writing about. And just the way you explain straight to the core and how it's impacted your life. And I know a lot of that is going to be in the book. So I can't wait to read about this. I think it's going to be phenomenal. And I really feel like it's going to help so many other people really just kind of get in touch with that for themselves, you know, and start, begin their healing process, their own healing process.
The healing process, and the beautiful thing is, it really is all about just letting it go.
I know.
And not holding ourselves responsible any longer.
It sounds like a simple thing, but the letting go, I think,
is very difficult.
It is a process, right.
Real quickly, like today is the 13th year anniversary of my oldest brother's passing, who was my absolute hero.
Mm-hmm.
And I still miss him.
Yep.
There's certain things, and it brings sadness, and that's okay. I allow myself to feel the sadness, but then I know he's okay, but I have to allow myself to have that, to give myself that permission to feel those emotions and not stuff it and say, okay, well, he's in spirit and he's okay. Well, he is okay, which is what the book is truly about, but it's us left behind.
Right, of course.
That's
it always
like
is.
The book, you know, it's about their messages to us of love, forgiving ourselves, allowing ourselves to heal, and for us to have peace because that's what they now experience.
I love it. I love it. I can't wait till this is out. Alrighty, we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Renata, and of course, we're going to be opening up our phone lines to callers. So don't go anywhere. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Renata Santarelli. Now, from what I understand, our phone lines are all lit up. Before we go to our first caller, though, I just want to mention that we try to get to as many calls as we can, of course. And for those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air, we'd like to hear your voice, so, you know, I'll call you out by name, and I'm going to ask if you'd like a connection to spirit, but just say something to us, because we really want to hear your voice. It really helps us to anchor in to the world of spirit, okay? So let's go to our first caller. I believe we have Sherry on the line, calling in from California. Are you with us?
I am.
Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, did you want a connection with spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I'd like to have a connection with spirit, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Renata.
Hello, Sherry. Thank you for calling in. Sherry, is your mom passed?
No.
Okay. Would you have another female that's passed connected to you and mom?
Mother-in-law.
Okay, your mother-in-law. Did she have any chemo treatments or issues with her stomach area?
No.
Okay. There's another. There's
I have no one in that area.
Okay. Did she ever have any chemo treatments though?
No.
Okay. Because I've got a female, and I kept hearing your mother-in-law. Okay. And now there's a male with her as well. I do know when I'm feeling somebody that's had chemo, I kind of feel it and taste it.
Uh-huh.
Would there be a male that passed away that had some chemo treatments or very strong medications?
No. Matter of fact, I just remembered something. I do have a female that passed away, but is not a mother. It's a cousin.
Okay. Would she be connected to your mother-in-law?
Connected on my mother's side.
Okay, on your mother's side. Was she younger?
Yes.
30 to 40. She wants us. I need to acknowledge her, and I need to acknowledge that there's a birthday that's either taking place or one coming up. I'm seeing candles.
Okay.
And then one more thing. The name John and the name Linda.
John would be a Linda, I don't know, but a John, yes.
Okay.
John is my son.
And is he here or past?
He is here.
Okay. Giving love. Your mother-in-law is giving love to John.
Okay.
Her grandson, correct? Yes.
Uh-huh.
I get it. Did he just graduate or do something with school?
No.
Or some type of honor. There's something about an honor coming up with him in school. And then also the name Williams around you very strongly.
William.
The name William and Bill. They're all connected. Interesting.
I don't know a William, per se, or a Bill.
Okay. Well, William would be a given name, but then he may have gone by Bill and the name Joseph.
Joseph is my husband. He's passed away.
Okay, Joseph is okay. He's sending much love to you and your son. And him and mom are together. You understand? You have a daughter?
I do not.
Okay. Would there be another female besides your cousin connected to your husband and your mother-in-law?
The only female would be my niece, Cindy.
Okay. All right. Remember, I said
she's with us.
Okay. But that's okay. Really quickly, because I know Doreen's going to hop in here. Really quickly, there's something about a birthday or an anniversary, something to celebrate in June.
There's a wedding anniversary coming up in July with Joe and I.
Okay. Okay, I have to give you that. He's saying hello, and he has the most beautiful smile. I must tell you that.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was kind of unexpected with him. We don't have a lot of time, but he's snapping his fingers. Like, one moment I'm here, one moment I'm not. And he has a very wonderful, funny sense of humor.
Yes, he does.
Okay, he's sending you much love to you.
Okay.
And your son.
Great.
Okay, Doreen, did you have anything to add?
Yes, actually, when you were talking, remember when you got that, Linda? I think that's connected to your son, John, Sherry.
Okay.
Ask him if that's a friend or if it's, you know, somebody that hangs out with him, or I feel like that connection is not really to you. It's to him somewhere, so maybe he understands that name. So you might want to check that with him.
Would that be someone that passed?
It may or may not be. Sometimes when I get names, I hear them. I just hear them clairaudiently. They can actually be somebody who's living also.
Yeah, I feel like she's living, that person's here, and Doreen, really quickly, I just want to say, this person may be is connected to your son somehow.
Okay.
And something that you may not be aware of.
Right. Oh, all right. Okay. So,
and I'll just add really quickly, your husband, I just want to add in that he's been around you a lot, and I feel like he has given you kind of a heads up or let you know that he's around somehow.
Mm-hmm,
do you understand
mm-hmm.
that? Yeah.
Yeah, I feel his presence in the house very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, And my son and I have taken over his business, so we're...
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Very proud.
It's been really hard because he was so excellent at it, and we're just trying to learn, you know, all that he did, which was astronomical.
Well, please know that every time you're feeling him around, this is not your imagination. I mean, he really kind of came through strong and kind of gave me a heads up about that because I feel like it's a way of validating what you and your son have actually been getting on your own, you know?
And really quickly, I need to ask you something.
Yeah, just real quick, could you tell me, is he aware that I'm still his girl and I always will be?
Yes, because he's like, you're still his girl. But are you trying to get a password, or was there something when he passed with computers and passwords or files?
I found what we needed.
He led you to them. He says, and so as Doreen was talking, she was just saying that to you.
Yes.
Just say, hey, Joe, you got to lead me. And I keep hearing Led Zeppelin in my head, various Led Zeppelin songs in my head.
And we just recently remodeled or just recently got a car that he was working on up and running. So I'm hoping he's happy with that.
Oh, gosh. That's
muscle
wonderful.
Muscle car.
Yes, it is a muscle
Really quickly, I need to ask you this. Okay,
it is a muscle car,
listen, did he like Led Zeppelin or the old classic rock?
He liked the old music. I mean, what we used, old rock. What
old
we
rock,
used to do is take the car out. The car is a classic car.
Yes, it's a classic
Corvette. And we used to take it out on drives, and he had little cassette tapes that he would play, and it was all the music of when we were dating.
That's
I'm not going to sing on air, Joe. Sorry. I'm not going to sing on air because he's singing that song, The Little Red Corvette. Got it. You're very much loved. You guys
Sherry,
are phenomenal.
I have always said I was a woman loved and very, very blessed by a wonderful man.
You are. Sherry, thank you so much for calling into the show. I wish
thank
we could
you
stay
so much.
Longer. You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. All righty. Let's go to our next caller. I believe we have Giselle calling in from Wisconsin. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Renata.
Okay. I just want to, do we pronounce it Giselle?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in. Around you, do you know the name Tommy or Thomas?
In particular.
Not in particular, okay. I keep Tommy. Okay, I don't know where that goes just yet. Also, do you have a sister?
I do.
Okay, and she's here, right? She's not passed?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there somebody in the family that's recently passed close to you and your sister?
My grandmother.
Okay, I can see that. But then I also have a very strong male. Is your dad here or passed?
Here.
Okay. Huh. Okay, I don't know what this means, Giselle, but the name Tom or Tommy around your dad, was your dad in the service by any chance?
No, my grandfather was.
Oh, and your grandfather's crossed?
Yep.
Okay, connection to that. Military is around you very strong. Do you have anybody serving right now?
No.
What is this? Let me just connect with Grandma. I always have to go, and I know we're on the air, and it's like, okay. I just keep seeing. Did your grandfather pass? Did he serve? Did he receive a lot of honors?
I'm not aware.
Okay. Would you please ask Dad about my service? Because I am definitely seeing like medals of honor and different things. Maybe you're not aware of. And the name Charles or somebody that goes by Charlie.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah. I think it's more. Is your dad have a birthday or anything coming up? Is there anything going on with your dad?
April 11th.
Okay, so happy birthday. He's trying to reach out to him. And the name Susan, real quickly. Okay. All right, Doreen, I'm going to let you, because I know what I'm getting. I just don't think it's information she can understand.
It's very interesting that you kept saying military, but you know what I was getting around you, Giselle? Does somebody wear a uniform? Is anyone in any kind of public service around you, whether it's law enforcement, fire department, you know, they work where they have to wear the uniform, some sort of uniform?
No.
Huh, interesting, because when Renata kept saying military, I was picking up uniform, but not necessarily military. So I'm not sure where that leads or where that goes. I know it does go to a male. And actually, to be honest, I feel like it goes to two males, one who's living and one who has passed. So they would have worn some sort of uniform in their service of whatever they did, maybe public service work or something along those lines. So you may want to check that. A lot of this is connected to your father's side of the family. It's all on dad's side somewhere. So it could have been an uncle for him. It could have been something in your grandfather's side of the family. And it might be interesting, a couple of the names that Renata was getting, always check those when you don't recognize it. You check it with the people who are here and see if they understand it. Because there's a strong pull to your dad's side of the family, with
very
all the information. Yeah, I was getting that
I'm wondering if either of you can connect with my son.
Okay. With your son. Okay.
So was your son younger? Was he under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay. That's why the grandfather's here and this other person, I don't know whom he is, did your son pass away unexpectedly?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Yeah, she said yes. Very fast,
hold on.
Right?
Very, very fast. And has...
Yeah.
He's coming through. I know why they're coming in.
I think you're with my husband's parents.
Yeah. But both your mom and dad are still here, correct?
No, they're passed.
Okay, so your mom and dad are passed. Okay.
No, my mom and dad are not. My husband's mom and dad are passed.
Yeah, okay. That's why they want you to know that he's with them. They're watching over him. Do you have a farm, or does anything do with farms in your family? Or a wide open road?
I wanna move to a place.
Okay, your son, because we're on the air, we can't really, and I feel for you because I feel like he just passed so unexpectedly, and I'm so sorry. That's why your dad's family's coming in. They're protecting him. He wants me to say to you, you're going to move. I see you in wide open spaces.
Yes, and I'm nervous about it.
And he says, he's guiding you. He was so full of life, you know, and
yes.
And it was cut so short. We only have so much time on the radio show, but he says, Mom, I love you. And he says, just keep visualizing. He shows me that you keep visualizing where you want to be in your mind.
I do. So, I'm just worried about my transition.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Just keep visualizing. It's coming. What is August and September with you and your son or another child? Do you have another child here?
I do. I have three daughters, and September is their birthdays.
Okay, so he's giving much love. And then also he's holding something. I can't see what it is. Maybe Doreen can see it. Did you lay something with him or give something with him when you did his service?
I don't believe so.
Is there something of his that you hold on to a lot or that you carry with you?
I have a feather.
Okay. So that's your magic feather, and that's the magic, he says, which just goes right into my program, of just keep visualizing, just keep manifesting. He's going to lead you with that.
Right.
He's there with you. And the name Michael, real quickly. Is there a Michael connection to your
Michael is my husband's middle name.
Okay.
Well, just know that he is trying to give you a heads up. Not to be afraid. That was the thing I was getting as you were talking, Renata.
And that's
I kept
my biggest,
hearing,
I'm, yeah.
Like, not to be afraid to move forward, to do some of these things maybe that you've been thinking about or trying to manifest for yourself, and to just be okay with that and breathe into it, because I do feel that it's going to be okay. And I do feel that he gives you little signs, little signals, kind of like a little heads up that he's still around you, you know.
Yes,
so try not to be afraid of the changes that are coming up, because they are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I just want to add two more things. Michael is nothing to do with your husband's middle name. You believe in angels and feathers.
I do.
So Archangel Michael, he says for me to say to you, Archangel Michael, for protection, everything's going to be okay. And I keep seeing a sandy hair colored dog with your son. Does that make any sense?
I have a dog that passed.
Okay, so the doggies with him. They're together.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Giselle, we have to leave it there. I'm so sorry. I wish we could do longer with these calls.
No, that's
great.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you so much for calling into the show, okay?
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.
Blessings to you.
All right, we've got just a few minutes maybe to get to one more caller before we have to go to another break, so... Let's go to our next caller on the line. I believe we have Marie calling in from New York. Are you with us?
Hi. Yes, I am.
Hi, Marie. Thanks for calling in. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, Marie. Do you have a male family member that's recently passed in the last 4 or 5 months?
Not in the past 4 or 5 months.
Okay. All right, I just see somebody that keeps saying 4, 4, 5, 4, 5.
But years.
So. I'm sorry?
Years.
Four or five years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay,
and it's a male? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm seeing another. Do you have the name Ray? Or, it's almost like I can't hear him clearly.
Oh.
Ray Raymond?
No.
Okay, that's all right. I know I'm here. And then also there's a female that's standing beside him.
Okay.
Just give me a moment. I know we're...
And always keep in mind that when we get names, they can be anywhere. They can be connected in any way. It could be connected to your loved one on the other side. Could be connected to you somewhere here that someone is living. So whenever we say names, I always tell people that think anywhere. Okay?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Marie, real quickly, do you know the name Anthony or Tony? And is there a Marie connected to you besides yourself?
Yes.
That's passed. Is the Marie passed?
Maria.
Maria. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because she's coming through, and I'm seeing another male. Were there questions about this male that you're wanting so badly to come through about his passing?
I know everything about it.
Okay. Doreen, I'm going to let you take this because I'm going to see if you can be a little clearer with me. He just feels disoriented, so I don't know if he was had a lot of medication in him. I'm getting that feeling of
okay, so the only other thing I'm getting about the male, this would be the one that would have passed several years back, you said about 4 or 5 years ago, is that someone here, someone living, may have had some questions about either what led up to his passing or what was going on prior to that somewhere. And sometimes, you know, when they share that with us, it could be like what was going on 6 months before or the whole year before or whatever leads up. There's a side of this male that I get that was very kind of, I want to say maybe he would internalize things, hold things in, not be quick to share things.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes people do that because they don't want to worry us. You know, they don't want to tell us what's really going on.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So you understand that, right?
I definitely do.
Okay. Because he's kind of showing me that. So I think the question thing that Renata was picking up on was people here kind of wondering, you know, or maybe asking questions about things, or perhaps still to this day have some unanswered questions.
Okay.
How is this male connected to you?
My husband.
Your husband. Okay.
Yeah.
And you understand the not kind of not sharing or not telling you everything, right?
Definitely.
Okay.
Real quickly, did he deal with depression?
No.
Okay. Okay, was he on any kind of medication?
No.
Okay.
I get a fast passing with him, though.
Yeah, I do, too.
Really fast.
He doesn't know what hit him. And maybe it's you I'm picking. He doesn't know what hit him. And he's rather upset about it, but he's such a private person. He was like, I was at the prime of my life, and he left you with a mess. Do you understand what he means by that?
I do.
It's been a real. I don't know if you've gotten everything settled since his passing, or if there was a lot of drama after his passing.
Yes.
With family members, etc.
No, kind of. It's
okay.
Just a mess.
Okay. And here's the funny thing. He just said to me, he loves you very much. He apologizes, but he keeps saying to me, you know, we're on the radio. I'm a private person. I'm like, I get it.
Oh.
I get it. Do you know me, John?
Yes, that's his name.
John. Okay, so Jet, that's what he's going to say. John is saying, we're on the radio. I'm kind of private. He does apologize. He wants you to know he's okay. He honestly didn't know what the heck hit him.
Okay, I'm going to add one more thing, and then we've got to go to a quick break here. But Marie, as Renata was giving you information, I was actually getting information from him as well. And he says to tell you, and he's telling me to tell you this just like this, you are the strongest woman he knows.
Exactly.
And he says he just, and you know what, you probably don't feel like that all the time, because when we're grieving, or we're struggling to, you know, go through all these changes that happen after we lose someone that we're that close to. But he wants you to know how much he admires you and how strong you are. And he's emphasizing that. He's kind of showing me that, like, symbol, like, you know, strong, like woman, you know, or I am woman, you know, like the song. So just know that he is around you a lot. I wish we could stay on the air with you longer, but we're really hard-pressed here to go to commercial break.
I know. I appreciate it.
But
you were right on
so
target. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very
thank
much
you
loved.
So much for calling in. And you
both
are loved.
Both of you were. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, thanks for calling in. We are going to go to another quick break, everyone. Meanwhile, you might want to check out Renata's website. You'll find her at renatasantarelliweb.com. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come right back in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death. Heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparizetti.com. That's drparizetti in one word, .com.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential, and research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Renata Santarelli, but before we get back to Renata and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit igive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Bloomingdale's, Home Depot, Nordstrom, Priceline, QuickBooks, Weight Watchers, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Alrighty, so let's get back to our guest medium for tonight, Renata Santarelli, and we're going to get back to our phone lines. We have time for just a couple of more calls. I believe we have Mary calling in from Georgia. Are you with us, Mary? Hello there.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, is this Mary?
Yes, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
I would love to have a connection with Spirit, please.
Okay.
How are you doing this evening, Mary?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. Mary, do you have a husband that's crossed or passed?
No, I do not.
Okay. There's a very strong male around you. Very strong.
My dad.
Your dad. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you know the name Bill or William? Connected to dad.
Not really, no.
Okay. No, that's okay. And is your mother passed as well?
Yes, she has.
Okay. Would your mother, did she have any type of cancer treatment? Or you yourself? Anybody have
no,
chemo?
Well, she had pancreatic cancer. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. So it is her. I've been trying to figure this out for like 10 minutes, okay? So she's coming through loud and clear. I'm going to ask her to pull that back on me. I feel everything. And feel that it's important that you know she. Okay, hold on, just a moment. She wants you to know that she wants you to let go of feeling you didn't do enough. Do you understand what she means?
Yes, I do.
She says, "Let it go, my dear. You were exhausted, and I also am picking up that you lost like three people really close together, as far as passing."
Yes, I did.
And you were excited, yeah. So we only have so much time, but all of them, and I feel what she feels, and she says, thank you for everything that you did. You wanted to trade places with me because you didn't want to see me in so much pain, because she went through a lot of physical pain, you understand?
Yes, she did, yes.
And she says, the message for you is, I love you and thank you, now let it go. Remember me the way I was, not what the treatment did to my physical body. And do you have a birthday coming up?
I had a birthday.
Okay, happy birthday. She was there with you.
Yeah.
And then also, I know you're Mary. Do you have a Mary that's cross connected to you too?
My grandmother.
Okay, grandmother is patting you on the cheeks.
Okay.
And she keeps showing me, did she always wear an apron?
Oh, yes.
With the apron and grandma.
Yes.
And you miss us very much. You're feeling very alone.
Yes, I am.
And very exhausted. And she says, they're all saying to you, thank you for taking care of us. Now it's time for you to let go and take care of yourself.
Okay.
And you believe, you do a lot of praying, and they are there with you. They're okay. Things in your life are going to get easier. Give yourself permission to let go and know that you did everything. Because they're not, and mom particularly, okay?
Okay.
She loves you very much.
I took care of her. Yeah, I took care of her in the last few months of her life. So.
And she says you would wanted to trade places with me. You would have given anything to trade places with me.
Yes, I would have.
And she says not necessary. She's free, and she's with her mother, and I see gardens all around your mom, like every flower you can imagine. She's gardening.
She was a huge gardener.
Okay.
She loved gardening.
Yeah. Much love. Love yourself.
Okay.
Let yourself off the hook. Really quickly, who passed that had Alzheimer's or dementia?
My aunt.
Okay. She wants you to know her mind is clear, and she wants to thank you as well.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to jump in here really quick, Mary. I want to add one more thing before we go to our next caller. When Renata was connecting with your grandmother, she kind of showed me, are you having some kind of issues with your digestion somewhere, with your stomach?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
okay. Because she mentioned that, and she's giving you a heads up and just saying, okay, now take care of this because this is fixable.
Okay?
And she says you know what she's talking about. All right?
Yes, I do know what she's talking about. Yes.
So just know they're always watching over us. They're always watching out for us. And most importantly, they know everything that's going on here, you know?
So just know that your family loves you very much, and they are around you very often. Okay?
And I have to add one thing really quickly. Grandfather keeps talking about pork chops. Don't know what that means, but he keeps showing me pork chops.
I totally understand.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's a favorite then.
All right,
Mary, thank you so much for calling into the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very, very welcome. All righty. So we've got time for maybe one more caller, and that's it. So I think we have Jackie calling in from California. Are you with us?
Yes.
Hi, Jackie. Welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or did you want a connection with Spirit?
Connection.
Okay.
Hello, Jackie. Thank you for calling in. Do you know the name Robert or Bob? Connected to you? Okay. Please remember, it'll come to you later. And also, is your mom here or past, please?
Past.
Okay. And do you have siblings that have also crossed?
Yes.
Okay. Because we only have so much time. I'm seeing mom with several other siblings. Do you have two brothers that have crossed?
Yes.
Okay, so mom and two brothers are coming in. And then also, you have children, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. I'm here. I don't know what. I'm just going to have to give you what I'm getting. They're saying don't give up.
Okay.
Don't give up. I feel, again, like another caller, you've had a lot going on in your life the last several years, and they're making me feel like everything's beating you down. You can't catch a break. Does that make sense to you?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay. And then also, was there someone that passed that was on, like, a breathing machine or a ventilator or had trouble breathing?
No.
Okay. Do you have any breathing issues?
No.
Okay.
I have allergies right now.
I think what you're getting, Renata, has to do with the throat or the airways. Mm-hmm. Not so much the lungs, but something around the throat.
Yeah, because I'm clearing my throat. And I'm sorry, Jackie, what did you say? You have an allergies right now? Or
really bad, yeah.
Okay, so there needs to be a change in that because it's really starting to get worse. You understand? Because my airway keeps trying, and I know what it's like to deal with allergies. And then also the name Jesse?
No.
No. Okay. All right, Doreen, I'm going to let you.
I think the one that I was picking up on the most, Jackie, for you is your mom. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when she was here, she went through a lot also. I feel like there was a lot happening with her. I almost want to say, prior to her passing, whatever she was dealing with, I want to say, like, it's complicated. So she may have been dealing with more than one issue, more than one illness, or whatever impacted her impacted more than one area of her body. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I guess so. Sort of.
Kind of like, you know, you start out with one thing and then it leads to something else, because she's kind of making me feel like it's complicated, like they have to treat me for different things or in different ways. And I'm also feeling, I don't know if your mom, when you think back years earlier to when she was a little bit healthier, I'm feeling like a lot of work or a lot of responsibility falls on her shoulders. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Either she would have worked a lot or she would have, like, taken on, like, a lot of responsibility, or there's this, like, heaviness almost, like, burden, you know, where maybe other things were happening to other members of the family, and your mom's carrying all this. I feel like she carries this. I do feel that she has been around you, and I'm also being shown, because, you know, they show us a lot of things symbolically, and she's showing me the symbol for connecting with you also in dreams. Now, do you remember your dreams?
I haven't dreamed about her since I was a little girl, so.
Since you were young.
Okay. Yeah, I do remember my dreams. She passed when I was very young.
Right.
Okay, because she's showing me having connected with you in the dream state, and sometimes that happens right after someone passes where, you know, we kind of feel the connection to them stronger, but then as time goes on, you know, it may not happen as quickly or, you know, as frequently. But I do feel that I need to tell you, your mom still has a really strong connection to you. She is around you. She also shows me being on the other side with quite a few people. And I feel like not only Renata picked up on your siblings, but I'm feeling like several people in your mom's generation, but also above her, it's like it's a pretty big family there. And she's kind of showing me that. She wants you to know she's not alone, okay?
And that you're not alone.
Yep.
And that, and really quickly, because I don't know how much time we have, because...
We're on the last minute, Renata.
Yeah, okay. Really quickly, I don't know if you've read my bio, but you've gone through and experienced some of the things I've experienced. And just know you're not alone. And even though you lost your mother when you were younger, there is guidance there for you. And you deserve to have the life that you truly want and desire to have. But you have to give yourself permission to have that.
Okay.
Alrighty.
You know, it's kind of complicated.
Alrighty,
thank you for calling in.
We're going to leave it there. Jackie, thank you so much for calling in. I wish we could have stayed a little longer with you.
I thank you so very much.
You're very, very welcome.
We are just about out of time, but I really want to thank our guest, Renata Santarelli, for joining us this evening. And you can visit Renata on the web at renatasantarelliweb.com. So thank you so much, Renata, for being with us this evening.
You are very
welcome for being here. I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight, and we hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. You'll find lots of great stuff on the web. Please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light with your host, Angelina Diana. So be sure to tune in for that. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmalloy.com. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.